Let me get Brando's parents in here.
Oh. Hello.
Y'all give it up for Panama. Panama, have you heard what your son and Cassidy is trying to do to me?
Set you up with a convict.
Yeah, you got it.
Yep.
You got it. And by the way, it's an ex-convict, okay? Currently not working the system. The reason why I'm calling you is I want to get your opinion on whether or not I should be in a relationship.
No.
All right. Thank you very much.
Have a great day.
So, why shouldn't I be in a relationship?
Are you happy?
Yeah, I'm a pretty happy guy.
Do you want to stay happy?
I mean, I would like to stay happy.
Well, there you go.
Stay single. All right.
Why did I know that you were going to be the perfect person to talk to this morning? All right. Thank you. We'll see you later. All right, Brandon, let me get your mom on here. Wendy, should I be in a relationship?
Absolutely not.
And now, is that because of what you know of Spencer or because of your own personal experience, Wendy?
Probably both. Probably both.
What do you know about me that tells you I shouldn't be in a relationship?
Well, I mean, I think you have to learn. And Panama, he's not real good at this either, but... like, the woman's needs really come before yours. So you need to remember that.
Yeah,
and if you can't
I could not agree more.
Then that's really hard. And it's hard for me a lot of times when he doesn't listen to what I say and I just do whatever he says. Somebody has to give, and it's usually me giving.
I don't know where this perception came from of how you see me with a potential woman.
Well, I just see the record.
Yeah.
The scoreboard.
And then I think it's harder the longer you're single.
Yes.
It's harder to
let someone in. Yeah.
I would agree with that because I do, just like anybody else, we get set in our ways.
And you do you. Yeah. I mean, why would you have to, you know, not just do you, because it's mostly just you.
I've actually said before, I've been doing this for 34 years and I've been fine. Like, I've said that exact phrase. And it was at that moment where I was like, but it's not fine because I would like to be with somebody. Maybe I just have to learn how to compromise those relationships, bringing those lives together.
It has to change from like to be with somebody to I really, really want to be with somebody.
Yeah, but I
want to
be with the right person, not just somebody.
No. And that's, I think, what he's saying is when it's the right person, all of a sudden it's really easy to do that stuff. If you're having to force it, then it's not the right person.
You're no longer thinking of it as a relationship. You're thinking of it as I want to be with this specific person. If that's a relationship, then okay, fine, whatever.
So it's a lot like committing a crime. You have to be committed to doing it.
You do, because there are always tons of reasons to walk away.
But just remember, you're committed, and people go to jail for less for murder. They go to jail for less when they murder someone than when you
get married. You're stuck.
Good point.
Wendy, thank you very much. Making. I absolutely love your honesty all the time.
Take care.
I got to change my record with your mom. That's what I have to do. Thank you.
Right. Okay.